This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
KR News.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. A Texas judge will let Attorney General Ken Paxton argue that Harris County's longtime misdemeanor bail reform program is against state law. News 88.7 Sarah Gruno reports.
The decree stems from a 2016 class action lawsuit filed by Miranda Lynn O'Donnell, who argued that Houston area defendants charged with low-level crimes were penalized for being unable to afford cash bail. The case found violations of defendants' constitutional rights. Though U.S. District Court Judge Lee Rosenthal is giving Paxton the opportunity to argue his case, she recognized reports about the O'Donnell consent decree that showed a multi-million dollar cost savings to Harris County and much needed relief on the county's overcrowded jail. A six-month discovery period is scheduled to take place until June of next year, followed by an August 27, 2026 hearing on the state's motion to vacate or amend the bail reform practice. I'm Sarah Gruno, News 88.7.
HISD state-appointed board has approved more than $180 million in bonds to pay for a new career and technical education center. That's a year after voters rejected a $4.4 billion bond package. That bond proposal allocated funds for three career and technical centers. 2 million pounds of ice are being transformed into a winter wonderland in Galveston. 30 ice carvers from Harbin, China, have spent the past month carving the large blocks by hand. It's part of Moody Gardens' holiday celebration. Spokesperson Jared Shallard said this year's theme is Christmas around the world.
Travel is easier than ever, but, you know, a lot of people don't travel. So it's one of those cool things where you get to see the Eiffel Tower, and then you get to see the Parthenon all in one place, and then you get to see the Great Sphinx.
The exhibit runs at Moody Park through January 3rd. Tournament play for the NBA Cup continues tonight as the Rockets host the Portland Trail Blazers. Tip-off at Toyota Center is at 7. It should be mostly clear this evening, overnight low around 64 degrees, and we may see some patchy fog early tomorrow. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. This is NPR.
I'm Nyla.